Simon Tov Chav Vav. We are discussing the Lachas of Kiddush Levana, and we shall be learning tonight the second part of Siv Beis, and that is the practical aspects of Kiddush Levana, how to do it. So, second line in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Pei Zayin in our edition says the following: V'soil Einov Humiyashe Raglov. So, when you do the Kiddush Levana, you soil Einov, you straighten up your eyes, Humiyashe Raglov, you straighten up, you stand on your feet straight. Humevorech, and you make the bracha umot standing. Ve'oime, and you recite shalosh pa'om three times. Simantov, simantov, tia lecholi soil. Watch out the nusach. Simantov, tia lecholi soil. Is that how you say it? Simantov, tia lecholi soil. Slightly different. And then you say, boch yoitzerech, boch yoitzerech. And then you recite boch yoitzerech. So you can, fine. And then continues the. Pardon? It means to look up. We'll discuss shortly what it means exactly. I want to speak about that.
Why did you say it three times?
Just in case you didn't hear the first two.
No, it
is a good question. It's like, the reason why I say it three times is more like as a reminder bit. What I saw is that it's a bit like Kiddush, like in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis Din would define the month and Mekadosh the new month, they would say three times Mekadosh, 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 and that would make a strong statement. So a little bit in line with that, we also, yeah, I'll go. I says the Ramah veroikate, and we dance shalosh pa'omim kenegdo. We dance three times opposite it. And we recite and we say k'shem shani roikate v'cholu, just like I dance, etc. V'oimer, and then we also say tipoil aleihem, it should fall on them. V'goimer ulem afreya, and after that ke'even yidmu shalosh pa'omim, we say that ke'even yidmu three times. V'yoimer lechaveroin, you say to your friend shalosh pa'omim three times shalom alecha. U'meishiv, and we reply have a k'shoel, if you answer it as if you have said it yourself. And the custom is also to say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. We also, the meaning is to say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. Why is that? What's the comparison? What's the connection to David HaMelech? Why David HaMelech? Yirmo explains. Shemalchusoy Nimshal Levona, because his kingdom is compared to the moon. The Osid Leizchadesh Kamoisa, and he will be renewed. The Malchus, the kingdom of David HaMelech will be renewed in the times of Mashiach. For osit leishchadish kamoyse, will be renewed like the moon is renewed. So also his malchus, his reign, his kingdom will be renewed as well in its right time. Beis Hashem uknesis Yisrael, and the Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, tach zoir will return leistabek bevalo, will return back to its kivyochol, like to its husband, Shua Kadosh Baruch, which is the Ribono Shel Olam. Dugmas alevona mischadesh imachamo, just like the levona is mechadesh itself every month. So also us, we're going to be close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu again. Shenema Shemesh Umogen. V'lochein Oisim, and therefore we do smoches v'rikudim. Therefore we have joy and we dance. B'kiddush HaChodesh. We dance B'kiddush HaChodesh. Dukmas Simchas Nisuin, just like Simchas Nisuin. By the way, it's not universally accepted to dance on a Kiddush Levana. It's not everybody does that, and the Chaznish didn't. And obviously, but it is, I think, universally nowadays, it's quite common to do that. Okay. Okay, so now the first question, which is an important halachic question, is when do you recite the bracha and when do you look at the levona? What order? How do you do that? How are you meant to stand? How are you meant to say the bracha? When are you meant to say the bracha? When are you meant to look at the levona?
You look at the levona first and then you say the bracha.
Oh, you look at it first. And where do you stand? How do you stand?
Not towards
the levona. You don't stand towards the levona. Okay, let's see if that's agreed. So the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Katon. Yud Gimel says as follows. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Says, it appears to some extent from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it would appear from the words of the Shulchan Aruch that you stare and you gaze and you look at the moon and throughout the entire process. And that's what the minhag seems to be. Aval shama mishem sefer chredim, but the sefer chredim, the Kaltman writes, shechme bezemoid veistakel belevana, and the sefer chredim writes, you should not gaze and look at the levana. Velo hitel istakel ba, and he only allowed looking at it, elo ad shesayim habracha. According to the chredim, you should only look at the levana once you've completed the bracha, which is unlike what you are saying. Hold on. And the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shlach HaKadosh writes even further, No. Forget it. Not only that you're not meant to gaze at the Levana throughout the entire process, and not only we don't do like the Sefer Chredim, that you make a quick look at the end of the Bracha, but even less than that, about the Shlach writes, you shouldn't look at the Levana at all. You should only have a quick glance at the Levana, initially, Pam Achas, a quick look. When you want to make the bracha, afterwards, don't look at it anymore. So we've got three opinions. Some will say, like the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Levana, look at it, look and read, that's okay. Second opinion says, no. Say it and then look at it after saying the bracha. And finally, the Shlach HaKadosh, quoted in Magen Avraham, holds that you only look at it quickly before you say the bracha, and then after this, you don't look at it again. And that is common practice.
You say about the second opinion, would it be a block by the Tzoller?
No, it is not. We learned that even a blind person can make Kiddush Levana, we learned. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you don't actually physically see the Levana.
But you have to have a clear...
You do indeed, so that's not a contradiction. It must be visible, but you don't personally need to see it. Does that make sense? I'm quoting the Achronim. He must be visible, but you don't have to physically, personally see it.
So what are we paskin and how do we...
I think generally the minhag is as you said. I think that common practice is, no, chassidim as well. You look at it, you make the bracha afterwards. Yeah.
Since you say very interestingly in number 30 that you look at it and then when you say the bracha 5 minutes later, half an hour later.
Yeah, and there's a proof. The proof for that is that even the Soma can make a bracha. Because you don't have to physically, you don't make it on, it's not Birkas HaRi'ah. It is unlike a Birkas HaRi'ah. It's not that you see it like, yeah, because you don't have, it's not a bracha on seeing the Levana. It is not a bracha on seeing the Levana. If, as I said, as a blind person can also recite Kiddush Levana. It is that it is visible, and it's renewed, and it's not like seeing a, what's a Birkas HaRi'ah? It will be a typical, absolutely. It is, yes. Yeah.
So it's there for, that's why it's Shulman Eichim, because it's related.
Why do like people
wait
for the clouds to move everything?
Because it must be visible. It's very longish. Yeah, it must be visible. Yeah, because, what's that?
You just need to see it and it gets cloudy straight away.
Yeah.
So why do people not...
No, hold on a sec. It must be...
You don't need to be visible while you're doing the bracha.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you can't, yeah. So you could see it, and I'm, yeah. No.
So why are people paranoid about doing it when the clouds come?
Because if you can't see it, if you can't see it, then you can't, if it hasn't been visible, and you couldn't.
And then it got covered up. A lot of people are
that would be okay.
A lot of people are paranoid about making the bracha.
I don't know about that, yeah. I don't know, I'm not sure, but it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure, Abgedin. I'm not 100% sure you're right. Because you could say that it must be, this is only said when the Levana is visible. You don't know. Yeah, but it could be that it needs to be visible at that point. Yeah, but Levana is not, it could be that's not, just like, you need to make the bracha on a visible Levana. You don't need to see it, but it needs to be visible Levana. Yeah, but still, there's no obligation to look for you personally. If somebody else says it's fine, and you saw it half an hour ago, then it's fine. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. I really don't know.
But I thought each person individually had to see it.
You must see it.
Individually.
You must see it, yeah.
You can't rely on somebody else.
You must see it. You must see the Levana. Well, you should see the Levana. Again, a blind person can also recite.
Yeah.
But...
He's relying on somebody telling him.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi said there is an which that's Sifkot and Gimel. Ima of dak ve kol shnir ze lavan menit nene be mvorach. Yeah, Imlo Yishum Ishar, very good. Chaim Yishua Alevi, thank you. That if it is going to be clouded, then you should not recite the bracha. So why is this not a stir in Sifkot and Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah? Thank you, Chaim. Gimel, that's in Sif Aleph of Shulchan Aruch. So I believe that Pshat is as I said earlier. Why are you assuming that he's talking about a case that it gets clouded again? Could be that it's in the summer, that you know there's no clouds. So you saw it, and half an hour later you're confident that it's fine. Yeah, okay. So you're asking Kasha on the Shovas Oyle Tzien, which... Yeah, you're saying the Halach Lemais, you're asking Rebbe Tzien Abashol, and Shalas and Shovas Oyle. It's 5 minutes. You're okay with? Why?
It takes 5 seconds.
So you're saying, practically, how could Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul Paskin, he can wait half an hour?
Well, even the one that said 5 minutes.
I suppose Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul was in a Sephardish place where there was no cloud.
He lived in Yerushalayim. Okay. Now, where are you meant to be standing during? She said, "You wait. How do you stand? Okay, so you looked at the Levona, you saw it, and you went for it. Okay, how are you meant to stand? How are you meant to stand? Mizrach, very interesting. You're saying Mizrach, you have to face Mizrach. Okay, now there is a minhag to. So one thing is clear: don't go. Don't face the moon.
Why?
Yeah, don't face the moon. Do not face the moon.
We have to face it to see it first, and then you turn away.
Yeah, so I'll tell you. Let's look at Sifkot and Yudalet first. Bottom line, for Roikit, Kosva Achronim. The Achronim say the Yizor Meod. You should be very careful. Shalo Yicha Birkov Lirkoit. Don't bend down when you dance. Don't do that. This energetic dance that you're bending down to because it would appear as if you're bending down, powering down towards the moon. You should only tiptoe a little bit and dance that way. So it's not proper dancing in the literal sense. It's more, it's not really that. But certainly you shouldn't make an action which would appear as if you're bending, powering down towards the Levona. Now, in line with this, one should also not face the moon when because it looks like you are. It looks a bit like as if you are doing chalila. You're saying something towards the moon. Therefore, yeah, kind of. So therefore, you should not face the moon, even during the actual bracha. There is a minhag, as Binyamin Yaakov Alevi points out, to face mizrach. It is a registered minhag, which the Levush Hamotcha and other poskim quote this minhag. They all say it's something which seems to be well established, but it's hard to find a reason for it. There's no, why would you want to face the mizrach? Why would you face mizrach? Why? What's the shaychus?
Davening,
yeah. There's a special pasuk. So what? So, yes.
It's a kid
that
davening. You stick a ladle at the end.
Okay, just saying that it's just in line with the Shemona Esses that we. Hello, but we don't normally. You never heard of saying Shema or Kabbalah or Malchus Shemaim or. You saying that it's. It needs to have a bit more of a connection between Kiddush Levana and Mizrach. There must be like when you say Kiddush at home, yeah, you don't face Mizrach necessarily, right? So what is there must be probably a bit more, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, perhaps. So you're saying that it's not intrinsically a point in towards Mizrach, it's just that it's established to go towards Mizrach, so like this you avoid any problems of it. So it's not really... Yeah, that makes it clear, it's evident. Yeah, very good. I want to say that In some of the very old shuls, I don't know if you've got any interest in old shuls and old shuls, not shoes. If you've got any interest in old shuls, in pre-war shuls, you will sometimes see, I've seen it in Hungary myself, in at least two shuls, very old ancient shuls, I saw how the Kiddush Levana was painted, written on the outside of the wall of the shul, in the courtyard, in the chutz of the shul. Very, very interesting. I thought that's very, very interesting to see that. So they had the chutz of the courtyard, the big shul in the courtyard, and on the wall, it would be written in massive letters, written Kiddush Levana. It's very, very interesting. And that's obviously where they say Kiddush Levana. Very, very interesting. And that's where, I don't know if you've heard the Yiddish expression, in Yiddish there's an expression of Kiddush Levana Oisius. Have you ever heard that? There's an Yiddish expression that if something is written in very, very big letters, nowadays you don't hear that expression so often anymore. But it was a very frequently used expression that Kiddush Levana Oisius. It's written in very, very big letters. This is written in huge. How can you not read this? It's in Kiddush Levana Oisius. It's letters of Kiddush Levana. Where does that come from, Kiddush Levana Oisius, big letters? And I believe, I didn't see this anywhere, but I firmly believe that the reason for that is because of those big writings on the wall, which used to say the Kiddush Levana, with very, very big letters. It could be that it's, the cards that we have is also fairly big normally, but it's just Kiddush Levana Oisius. It's called Kiddush Levana because very big letters. So that's the minhag of facing mizrach, which according to some is a registered minhag. One should keep to that. Okay. Now, what's this idea of saying three times Shalom Aleichem? Where does that come from? Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Why? How does that come into it? Mishnah Bosef Kotten Tezayin tells us the reason. Because we said the pasuk earlier, what's Tipol Aleihem mean? What do we say Tipol Aleihem? Tipol Aleihem should fall on them. Tipol Aleihem should fall on them. Hema v'fachad, it's like, I wouldn't say it's a klola, but it's like, that our enemies should have, should pay their enemies the way they deserve. So after that, we want to reassure ourselves that we're okay. On that, we say, Shalom Aleichem, good to see you, you're fine, you'll be alright, everything fine. Don't worry about Tipol Aleihem, that's on them, that's not on us. Shalom Aleichem. These various Kabbalahs, and Messiahs and traditions, minhagim, what to say, what not, v'loy tikunum, v'loy, we didn't copy the Kfar Ksuvim, but say the Kiddush Levana. For no Agur HaKoyle Omom, everything is printed in the various Siddurim, what to say, what to recite. Oleinu L'Shabach, you mentioned Oleinu L'Shabach. Why do we say Oleinu L'Shabach? There's a Bialoch over here. Yeah. So the Bialoch with regards to the Alein Shabbach, Bialocha says, Shemati, I heard, mi echot divrei tam. I heard from somebody a clever reason. Why do we sell Alein Shabbach after Kiddush Levana? And the reason is, I heard from a person, it doesn't say who he heard it from. Because an ignorant person, what does he do? He says, oh, look at these, he's eating, they go out, Motzei Shabbos, they crowd around the moon, they all stare at the moon, and they start saying these blessings, and after they start dancing. So, if you're really ignorant, you'd probably think that, look, they're doing something towards the moon. We do the same to the sun. Yeah, absolutely. We do the same to the sun. And they do it to the moon. So, in order to avoid any misconceptions, cholin, and misunderstandings, after saying Kiddush Levana, say Aleinu L'Shabach, we praise, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, La'adoin HaKol, the Creator, the Master of the World. And that's what we say on the Shabach after Kiddush. Very, very fascinating. Shouldn't look Chas V'Shalom as if we're giving any respect cholin to the moon. That's what we say on Shabach. And that's why, how much of Aleinu do we say? Until where? The whole Aleinu? So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Have you ever noticed how they print Kiddush? Is that, do you have a Siddur here? What do they say? What does it say on the Siddur?
It doesn't have Aleinu.
It doesn't have the whole aleinu. What is it? It says emunah aleinu. Because according to the bi'alocha, tell me what I think. Tell me what you think. Mesaimin ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim ma'al ein oid. We finish off saying the words ki Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem is our God b'shamayim in heaven mima'al on top ein oid is nothing besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we finish Kiddush Levana by stating and confirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, that's it. So it would appear that you... shouldn't appear like pagans or Khalila. Like, you know. So that's why we finish with saying those words. Yeah, some do, yeah. So, but according to Bialocha, it seems that you're meant to finish off saying the words, Hashem Elokim Hashemayim Ein Oid. And that's how you're meant to finish. And I seem to remember seeing Siduim, I don't know where I saw that, don't remember, that you finish Taka, you don't say the whole Aleinu. You only say till the word Ein Oid. I know a lot of people do, but from the Bialocha it would appear that you don't say the whole aleinu, you only say half.
Why would you not say that?
Because you want to finish off saying the last words, Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Oid, and there's nobody but Hashem. You finish off saying that.
Isn't that halfway through the?
It is. Okay, it's one of the two paragraphs. It's all right. You can do one of the two paragraphs. So that's what it seems like. Bialocha suggests we should say, and I seem to remember I saw it one of the Siddur. How does he say it? Hol aleinu? Doesn't say at all. What does he say? First, yeah, that's what Bialocha says that. What is it? It doesn't say aleinu. Okay. Yeah, I think that's pshat in the Bialocha. Yochid doesn't say Alein Shabbach? Where do you see that? Minei Gloim was Alein Shabbach, Yishrim Shem HaChazinish. Ta'anu Dav Kishrim Kishrim Shavon B'Tzibu, Aval Yochid Shavon Kishrim Shavon B'Tzibu. I don't know why that's the case. Don't know why. Well, what would be the reason for that?
You might need a Leinu for the Kaddish.
And if it's a half a Leinu?
We can't do a Kaddish without...
Is that the full Leinu?
Why? Somebody's not saying Kaddish. There might be somebody, there's nobody saying Kaddish.
Yeah, but if you do say Kaddish, do you need to have all the Leinu? Why do you need? Why is a half no good enough?
Have you ever heard of
Kaddish? Perhaps you might. Perhaps.
Or Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Okay, that's all good swallows. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. Good. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.